Dr. Olivero is dictating for January the 5th, 2023, and the patient James Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, James. This is a clinical case of a 74-year-old white male that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. That is most likely associated to diabetic nephropathy, period. The patient has had several ocular complications, including macular degeneration, exudates in the retina, cataracts. He's had laser surgery, period, which these ocular complications are very well associated to diabetic nephropathy, period. In the lab, we have the serum creatinine 1.5 and estimated EFR of 46. The serum electrolytes. Are with the normal limits. Period. The patient has been taking the Farxiga 10 milligrams on daily basis. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient has a continuous glucose monitoring that has made the difference in the management of the diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.8. I have to encourage the patient to continue losing weight. Today is 210 pounds, which is less than the prior determinations. However, we are going to set a goal of 200 pounds for the next appointment. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure is under control. The patient is on Farxiga. Today's blood pressure reading is 136 over 71. Period. The frequency of the intraocular injections has been changed because the patient has been very stable ever since. He changed his lifestyle and has the blood pressure under control and the blood sugar under control. The following number, hyperlipidemia, that is managed with the administration of statins. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The patient is encouraged to take change the way he takes the levothyroxine to 2 tablets of 150 micrograms 3 times a week, and the rest of the week just 1 tablet. Because the T3 was elevated at 4.6, the T4 is elevated at 2.4, and the TSH is very low, 0.003. We are going to make that adjustment. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post coronary bypass graft. He has 5 bypasses were done in 2019. He has an ejection fraction that is 40 to 45%. And he was explained that by losing weight, the amount of work of the heart is going to decrease. The patient has diastolic dysfunction. He has 5 stents in the heart. He has some mitral regurgitation. Period. The patient is followed by Dr. Bhandare, Bhandere. We are not going to pursue a kidney biopsy because we have overwhelming evidence that the patient has a very aggressive diabetes that has compromised the eyes as well as the kidneys. The excretion of protein in 24 hours was 2,430 milligrams. We are going to reevaluate the case in this in 4 months with laboratory workup. A paragraph we invested, 10 minutes reviewed the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.